your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nesh on Live 95.
As you know, the big story of the last few days, including yesterday, was the visit of the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, to University Hospital in Limerick. And he was there in a very public way yesterday, making certain announcements about the hospital and the ongoing ED crisis. Over 100 on trolleys yesterday at one stage. But he made an unannounced visit on Wednesday night. And Anna Marie joins us because, Anna Marie, good morning to you. Your mum, in her 80s, was at UHL since Tuesday on a trolley. Yeah. So tell us what happened on Wednesday evening. And during the course of that evening, there was this visit, this inspection, I suppose, by the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly.
On Wednesday night, my mum was on, well, she had been on a trolley overnight on Tuesday and all Wednesday. Wednesday night, then, I was talking to her on the phone and she was saying to me there was a lot of, there was a lot of movement. She said people are buzzing back and forth with trolleys and wheelchairs and whatnot. And I, like, you know, I just said to her, take no notice of that, whatever. And she said, I think we're all getting moved upstairs. And lo and behold, around 11:30, she said to me that she was taken upstairs to 1B, I think. And she was left on a trolley between two rooms near the nurse's station on a corridor. She wasn't actually in a ward. She was on a corridor between two wards. And the people that were downstairs with her, they all were up there with her as well. So it looked like there was a big clear out.
Okay. And when you say 11:30, what, 11:30 at night or in the day or when?
Oh, gosh, no, 11:30 at night.
And this was on Wednesday?
That was Wednesday night, yeah. Yesterday was Thursday. She came home last night.
Right. So she doesn't know, for example, no more than
why
we do,
she was
exactly,
moved.
Yeah.
No, there was no one came up to her and said, this is why we're moving you. They were just saying, like, we're taking you upstairs. That was it. It's like as if they were, because she was downstairs at a nurse's station at the back of the ED, and she had been there since she went in on the Tuesday on a trolley. But she was looked after. I mean, she did see nurses, she did see a doctor, so on and so forth. But no, it was just, it was odd.
Right. We don't know for certain, other than the fact that we know that Minister Donnelly did an unannounced visit, we are assured, on Wednesday evening. We're not certain when he was there. So it was 11:30 at night when your mum was moved.
Yes, yes. I didn't realise that Stephen Donnelly was there on Wednesday night. I thought it was yesterday morning he was there.
No, he. This is the point. There were two separate visits by the minister. There was the one yesterday all of the publicity, but we were also told that there was a Wednesday evening unannounced visit by the Minister for Health to the site.
Okay.
So what do you make of that?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know. I'd like to believe that there was an unannounced visit, but to be honest with you, no, I couldn't see it.
You don't think you don't think it was unannounced? You don't think he visited?
I don't think he was there on Wednesday night.
No, well, we've been assured he was there. We have been assured he visited the hospital. We're not exactly sure on the time, and we've also been assured that it was unannounced.
Okay.
And the idea, was to see the circumstances that, you know, existed, we'll say, on what unfortunately has become a more typical situation.
Yes, and
at
you'd
UHL.
Like to believe, yeah, and you'd like to believe that what's happened, because the scenes in that ED that we saw and witnessed on the night I took my mother in. I mean, I'd like to see Stephen Donnelly walk in on that and see it firsthand, you know, because it's very easy to move trolleys off the corridor and you don't see anything then. I mean, I saw people vomiting out on the Oh, the waiting room. You see them, they went in, they came back out. They had, if they were going to be admitted, they would have the bands on them, and they had lines put in, and they were visibly vomiting out in the waiting room. I saw people sitting on chairs, hooked up to drips, no one around them, no one to help them. I saw a lady on a trolley. She wouldn't have been as elderly as my mother now, but she was visibly upset. She came in by ambulance. She said she was there hours and no one had come near her. That kind of a thing. It just doesn't register the fact that we're in the 21st century and this is what's happening. You know, we're going backwards instead of forwards when it comes to that hospital.
Yeah. And Anna-Marie, I mean, your mum, was she aware of anyone else being moved when she was moved up?
Oh, she did. Yeah. She says to me, she phoned me, she said, I'm getting moved upstairs in case you come in looking for me. She said, hopefully now the people around me, she said, because we're chatting, I hope they come with me. Now, whether they did or they didn't, I don't know, but there was a lot of people moved up with her.
Oh, there was. You believe that's the case, yes?
Oh, yes. Of course it's a case. She told me afterwards that they all ended up upstairs. Right. There was people on chairs upstairs as well, and there was trolleys upstairs.
Late on Wednesday night?
Late on Wednesday night. She. What time was I talking to her? I was talking to her about 11, and she was telling me then that she was going to get moved. So I'm guessing between 11 and half 11 she was moved.
Right. How's your mum doing? You mentioned she's in her 80s.
She's good, thank God. It was nothing serious, stomach issues. No, she's fine, thank God, yeah. She did end up getting a bed, she said, 5 minutes before they told her she was going home.
That was yesterday?
So, yesterday, yeah. She came home around about six-ish.
Did she end up in the bed for the few minutes?
No, she said, I never got into it, because what was the point? she was coming home. So she's hoping that one of the other people on the trolley with her got it in the end.
Right. So you'll be interested in this, Anna-Marie. So we got in touch, as we would, with University Hospital Limerick. And we said, look, you know, we've been hearing that patients were moved and hidden when Minister Donnelly arrived yesterday evening for his unannounced visit and inspection of the hospital. We received a response from the media team at UHL saying, this is not true. Moving patients out of the emergency department into designated surge areas or to the inpatient wards is a specific measure in the escalation plan as frequently outlined in our public statements. Due to the extraordinary demand on our service, at 8 a.m. on the 4th of April, there were 52 admitted patients in beds and assessment bays and surge areas in our assessment units, the surgical day ward, the cardiology day ward and the geriatric emergency medicine unit. There were also 35 admitted patients on trolleys on our inpatient wards, and these figures are published daily on the HSE website and are available to view. Patients who are suitable to be moved out of ED are transferred in the interest of patient care and not for any other reason, says University Hospital Limerick, Anna-Marie.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't believe a word to say. And now I have to say that the nurses, the staff, the doctors and everything in there, I have nothing. No fault of theirs, high up nor low down. I make out it's all management. It's all management. It's how it's coming from above. They're doing their job. And that I had to knock on the triage door to actually get my mother seen. That night we sat on the outside for 2 hours. She wasn't up to that, not a hope. People getting sick all around us and all that kind of thing. And I just used the card that my mum is the age she is. And I said, look, I said, she's either going to slip onto the floor, I said, or, you know, I don't know what to do here. I mean, she hadn't even been seen yet by triage. And that lovely lady, that lovely nurse, she said, look, give me 1 minute, she said, and I'll see what I can do. And within seconds, she called us in. And my mother had a trolley. And the trolley, they were very comfortable. I mean, they're not the old style trolley. They're a new style trolley. And she's quite comfortable above in it. That type of care. So I don't, it's not the nurses and the doctors are at fault below in that hospital. It's coming from above that.
Right. Well, we have been talking to the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, this morning. He was due on live. He couldn't come on live. So Gillian, our head of news, spoke to him a few minutes ago. And I think you might be interested to hear part of what he says. We're going to play the full interview. This is a very important wider issue, of course, of the announcement, the plans and, you know, the issues around the numbers in the emergency department, Anna-Marie, that you'd be well aware of yourself. Listen to what he said to this question that Gillian put to him, and I'll get your reaction just afterwards. This is the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, chatting to Gillian.
First of all, Minister, we have had a number of people on to us since your announcement yesterday, and we've been contacted by relatives of patients to say that in advance of your visit, the corridors of the emergency department in University Hospital Limerick were cleared. We had one patient, we were told, was moved into a bathroom on a trolley ahead of your visit. And when she asked why she was being moved into a bathroom, she was told it was because the minister was coming. What's your response to this? We've heard this for years from staff at the hospital and from patients, that when a minister is about to arrive, the trolleys are hidden.
So the visit I did, Gillian, to the emergency, the emergency department was on Wednesday evening with Bernard Gloucester, the chief exec, and it was an unannounced visit to make sure that we saw exactly what patients were dealing with. We saw exactly what families were dealing with, and so that we could get to talk to the frontline healthcare workers, the nurses who were there, the porters, the healthcare assistants, the doctors who were there as well, to make sure that we could see exactly what the people in the region are dealing with, exactly the pressures in the emergency department, and critically as well, the pressures that the healthcare workers are dealing with and the solutions to those pressures.
So are you saying that the patients were telling us that they were told by staff they were being moved ahead of your visit were misinformed or somehow, because we have heard it for years and we've heard it again this week?
I can't say, obviously. I'm not familiar with any of the things that have been said. But what I can tell you is that to make sure that I could see exactly what's going on in the emergency department, I was scheduled to arrive on Thursday morning. Yesterday morning, I drove from my home in Wicklow to Limerick on Wednesday instead, met up with the chief executive, and we went in on Wednesday evening with no notice and no warning. I don't know how much happens in response to a minister coming in. In some hospitals, you do hear these things being said, and similarly in other hospitals, actually, what the doctors or the nurses will say is, under no circumstances do we want to move anybody, because it's important that you see exactly what's going on. But regardless, to make sure that I saw exactly what was happening, I went in myself on Wednesday evening.
And what would be your thoughts if you found out that it was happening, if this was the case, that you weren't seeing the true picture? What would be your reaction to that?
Well, look, it's hypothetical, it doesn't really matter in terms of what happened, because
it
what
matters
happened
to
is
patients who feel they're being moved
on Wednesday evening.
But it does matter to patients who feel they're being moved to present a certain picture.
Yeah, like I say, I haven't heard what has been said, and so I can't really comment on that. What I need to make sure is that I see exactly what patients and their families are dealing with.
That's the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, speaking to our head of news, Gillian, a few minutes ago. And there's more in that interview, and we will bring that later in the show, because he made certain announcements as well. But Anna-Marie is still with me, and as you were telling us, your mum in her 80s, so what do you think of what Stephen Donnelly said there about Wednesday evening?
Yeah, well, I have no idea what time Stephen Donnelly was in the hospital, but I do know that during the day when I was talking to my mum, she kept saying to me that and she's fully with it. She's a woman that's fully with it. And if Stephen Donnelly was in the corridor that she was in at any stage, she would know him. And that's without a doubt. And she was being moved around from pillar to post all day long. At one stage, she was down the end of a corridor, she said. And another stage, she was up in another corridor and they were constantly being moved around. That was going on all day before she ever went upstairs. And that only came into my mind there that she had said it when he was talking about, when you were talking about the corridors, and that he, you know, he went in to meet people and whatever. She did not see him. And she would have seen him if he was in ED, because she was there in full view of the whole place.
Yeah. And
like she was alongside the nurse's station.
That was different to the situation that she faced when she first went in on Tuesday, is that right?
Oh, yeah. We first went in on Tuesday. We went up to reception, handed in the letter from Shannon Dock. We were told there was a little bit of a wait, but not long. 2 hours later, we were still sitting there. She was getting more stressed because with pain and whatever, you know yourself. So I went up to reception. I said, is there anything you can do? I said, she's 85 years old. And they told me knock on triage door. So I did knock on the triage door. And I told you before that nurse I met was lovely. And she did get a trolley and she was wheeled down to a quiet corner, they told us, by the nurse's station, which was two abreast with trolleys. Right. She was actually blocking a door for, I'd say it was just materials for a cleaner, and she was half blocking a toilet, which I had to keep moving her back and forth because people needed to get in and out of these rooms.
And Anna-Marie, how do you feel about your mother in her 80s going through that, along with a lot of other people, even in the couple of days that she was in the hospital?
Yes, I know. I just worry. I know. I just worry every day because when I hear that she's sick, it's just the last place I want her to go. It's the last place I want her to go. Now, I have to do say, though, when she's admitted and she is in the system, she's well looked after. She's very well looked after down there. It's just to getting in there and getting a bed. That's the issue. It's not the care she gets or anything like that. It's just getting from the ground floor up into a room. And when you're up in your room, you're fine. You're looked after.
Right. And I just have to say again that the hospital response, when we put this to them, the first four words of the response, this is not true. Moving patients out of the ED into designated surge areas or onto the inpatient wards is a specific measure in the escalation plan, as frequently outlined in our public statements. Patients who are suitable to be moved out of ED are transferred in the interest of patient care and not for any other reason. The hospital is adamant with us this morning on that.
Well, they can be adamant all they like. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I know exactly what went on. It did go on. That's it.
All right. Well, Anna-Marie, thank you very much. Glad to hear that your mum is out of hospital and is feeling better. And thanks so much for telling us her story and your story this morning.
Your views, your news, your Limerick Today.